Hey, it's Brad Milkey, host of ABC's daily news podcast, Start Here. And I'm honored to say Start Here, along with several ABC audio projects, are up for Webby Awards. Voting is open to the public, and we're all really excited about these awards, but this vote closes on Thursday. So please don't wait. You can go to abcaudio.com/webbies. That's abcaudio.com/webbies, W-E-B-B-Y-S, to cast your vote for Start Here, along with other ABC news shows. We really appreciate it.
Tonight, several developing stories as we come on the air. President Biden and his visit to Kentucky. The devastation, what he said about climate, and about the historic bill set to be passed, from climate to bringing down prescription drug costs. Also tonight, bracing for new severe storms and remembering Olivia Newton-John, what we've learned tonight. The president touring flood-ravaged parts of Kentucky today, the catastrophic damage. The White House praising the $740 billion economic bill now passed by the Senate. The biggest investment ever in the U.S. fighting climate change, cutting health care and prescription drug costs, taxing corporations, and reducing the deficit. Tonight, what Republicans blocked, a cap on insulin costs, and what they're saying about this bill set to pass next in the House. Rachel Scott, live on the Hill tonight. As we come on this evening, the millions of Americans on alert for dangerous heat and flash flooding. The Northeast sweltering. Boston's heat emergency tonight. 5 days in a row now, topping 95 degrees. And the major flood concerns across several states at this hour, including Kentucky again. Rob Marciano tracking it all. Tonight, the new development after a chilling series of murders in New Mexico. Four Muslim men targeted and killed in separate attacks in Albuquerque, and what police have now released tonight. The war in Ukraine, the U.S. tonight, the major new arms commitment, and what the Pentagon said today about Russian casualties. We had not heard this number before. And the concerns tonight around the world about the largest nuclear power plant in Europe, in Ukraine, and what's now playing out. Tonight, China's newest show of force around Taiwan, a record number of Chinese fighter jets flying into its territory. Bob Woodruff is there. Back here at home tonight, the urgent search for a missing 16-year-old girl, her car missing, her phone out of service. The new development just coming in tonight about actress Anne Heche, hospitalized after that car crash into a home, her condition now revealed. And of course, the tributes pouring in for singer and actress Olivia Newton-John, the star turned icon in Greece, a warrior known for her bravery, going public early on in her fight against breast cancer, raising millions and comforting so many.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, and it's great to be back with all of you at home, and we will get to those severe storms for several states tonight. We will also remember pop star turned icon Olivia Newton-John, her brave public battle against cancer. But we begin tonight with President Biden in Kentucky witnessing the devastation with that landmark bill on climate, reducing health care and prescription drug costs, having now passed the Senate, now set to be passed in the House. The president on the verge of a hard-fought victory tonight. But it was the devastation in Kentucky the president spoke of today, and in his bill, the largest investment ever in the U.S. to fight climate change. Also in the bill, cutting the cost of prescription drugs for seniors. For the first time, Medicare would be allowed to negotiate the price of drugs and cap out-of-pocket expenses. On climate, the tax breaks for Americans looking to buy electric cars and make their homes more energy efficient. And to pay for it, raising taxes on the highest-earning corporations and lowering the deficit, too. Tonight, this heads to the House next. How soon will it be on the president's desk? And what Republicans blocked, what would have been a cap on insulin costs for many Americans, and what Republicans are saying about this bill. Rachel Scott leading us off on the Hill tonight.
Today, President Biden surveyed the damage from the deadly and catastrophic flooding in eastern Kentucky, pointing to the climate crisis.
As you all know, we've suffered a consequence of climate change, a significant number of weather catastrophes around the nation.
The president is on the verge of a hard-fought victory. The Inflation Reduction Act, which will reduce prescription drug costs, lower the deficit, and includes the largest U.S. commitment ever to fighting climate change.
That's a big deal, changing people's lives. A whole range of things that are really game-changing for ordinary folks.
Democrats tonight pushing on the changes coming for health care. For the first time, Medicare will be able to negotiate the price of prescription drugs with pharmaceutical companies and cap out-of-pocket expenses for seniors at $2,000 a year. The bill would also lower premiums for Americans buying their own health insurance. It would be paid for by increasing taxes on top corporations. And on climate, the roughly $740 billion package would help Americans who are looking to buy an electric vehicle, including a $7,500 tax credit for buying certain new electric vehicles and $4,000 for purchasing used ones. Plus tax breaks for Americans who make their homes more energy efficient by installing solar panels. Democrats say those savings will add up.
Your electric bill will go down. It's estimated by 2030 the average New Yorker will save between $730 and $1,130 a year on your electric bill, on your energy bill.
But Democrats didn't get everything they wanted, and they're taking aim at Republicans for what they blocked. During a marathon 15-hour debate, Republicans successfully blocked a $35 cap on insulin for millions of Americans. In Dudwoody, Georgia, Teresa Acosta's 13-year-old son, Bauer, has type 1 diabetes. She says the cost of insulin can be too much to handle.
My son can't live without insulin. So it's really important that we're able to afford for him to live, obviously, and then for his future, too.
Today, the president acknowledged it will take time for Americans to feel the relief. And even Democrats acknowledge, in the beginning, this will have minimal impact on inflation. Senate Republicans united in opposition.
It's not going to reduce inflation in any meaningful way.
And tonight, with the midterms approaching, the larger political question. The president with approval ratings at historic lows, but now with a string of recent victories. This new bill that cuts prescription costs and a historic investment in fighting climate change. The recent bipartisan bill passed to make high-tech semiconductor chips in America. And last week, the killing of Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri. But it's an open question if these victories will boost his approval ratings and Democrats' chances this fall.
Well, that is the question. So let's get right to Rachel Scott live on the Hill tonight. Rachel, as you know, less than 100 days now to the midterms in November. Obviously, President Biden eager to sign this bill, eager to get out into the country now to list these accomplishments. But as you point out, the question, will it land with voters?
Yes, David, it's the question that's hanging over these midterm elections. I'm told the president wants to get out in the country and sell this bill directly to the American people. This is the legislative victory that many Democrats in these tight races have been waiting for. And tonight, the president is urging the House to pass this as quickly as possible. They are expected to take it up by the end of the week, David.
By the end of the week, Rachel Scott leading us off tonight. Rachel, thank you. In the meantime, now to the threat of severe storms tonight, the dangerous heat and flash flood threats for millions of Americans. And take a look at these images in Denver. A month's worth of rain in just hours. You can see the drivers there on I-70 taken by surprise. Tonight, more than 50 million Americans under heat advisories from the Pacific Northwest right across the country to the Northeast. Tonight, Boston now topping 95 degrees for 5 days in a row now. Senior meteorologist Rob Marciano tracking it all. He's live in Norwalk, Connecticut tonight. Hey, Rob.
Hey, David, you know, Boston hasn't seen a heat stretch that long since 1944. Portland, Oregon hit 100 degrees again, and it seems like everybody across the midsection of the country is catching a little piece of this front, triggering flash flooding, but none more than eastern Kentucky. We still have a flash flood watch up for parts of that state. See it on the radar scope, abundant moisture south of that front, but the flash flood threat will be expanding tomorrow and into Wednesday across Tennessee, Kentucky, and the Ohio River Valley. That front that's not moving, well, it's going to be another hot day across parts of the Northeast. Tomorrow, heat advisory remain up Philadelphia, New York, into Boston tomorrow. Dangerously hot conditions, cooling somewhat by Wednesday or Thursday, but no significant cool down or drying out until the weekend.
David? Yeah, just sweltering indeed. Rob Marciano. Rob, thank you. We turn now to the new development from New Mexico in the murders of four Muslim men. Four separate attacks. Tonight, police in Albuquerque are now looking for a car that they believe may be linked to these murders. Three of those murders within the past 2 weeks. And police believe the murders may be connected. ABC's Alex Presha in Albuquerque tonight.
Tonight, the urgent hunt to find who's behind a string of killings in Albuquerque's Muslim community. The FBI assisting local law enforcement. They're focusing on a vehicle of interest.
The vehicle is a dark silver sedan with four doors and tinted windows.
Four Muslim men killed in this community over the last 9 months. These pictures posted by the Islamic Center of New Mexico. Authorities believe the killings may all be related. The latest victim, 25-year-old Naeem Hussein, murdered just days ago. Last Monday, 27-year-old Muhammad Afzal Hussein was gunned down. On July 26, 41-year-old Aftab Hussein was found with gunshot wounds and later died. And in November, a fourth man, Muhammad Ahmadi, was shot and killed. The killings putting many Muslims here on edge.
People feel like members of the community are being targeted and killed, so they're scared.
added patrol now guarding the Islamic Center. We met with Mohammed MTS. He showed us where his brother, Mohammed Afzal Hussein, was murdered, just down the street from their home.
Just at the end of this block. I mean, you can't escape looking at that.
Well, it was very painful that I can't escape looking at it.
Mohammed describing his younger brother as a rising star with dreams of serving his community.
He told me, brother, you will see that at one day I will be a congressman. One day I will be senator. This land has potential. It is painful when you see your loved one died like this with that brutality. It is anger and pain.
David, tonight that brother is asking who is responsible for his killing. Another key question is motive. Right now there is a $20,000 reward being offered for information leading to an arrest. David?
Just awful what this community is going through. Alex Prussia tonight. Alex, thank you again. We turn next tonight to the war in Ukraine. The major news today, the biggest commitment yet from the U.S., now promising more than $5 billion in new aid and weapons. And tonight there are growing concerns about the largest nuclear facility in Europe, of course, inside Ukraine, and what's now playing out there. ABC's Britt Clennett in Ukraine tonight.
Tonight, the U.S. with its single biggest commitment yet to Ukraine since the war began. $1 billion in new military aid, including rockets for U.S.-supplied HIMARS and an economic package worth another $4.5 billion, pushing total U.S. assistance to Ukraine over $18 billion. That aid helping Ukrainian forces punish Moscow on the battlefield. The Pentagon today for the first time releasing estimates of Russian dead and wounded.
I think it's safe to suggest that the Russians have probably taken 70 or 80,000 casualties in less than 6 months.
It comes as Europe's largest nuclear power plant is caught in the crossfire. Both sides blaming the other for shelling and rocket attacks on the Zaporizhzhia facility in southeastern Ukraine. We sat down with the head of Ukraine's nuclear agency, who warns the situation is out of control and accuses the Russians of mining the site.
They sent their trucks, military trucks, into the turbine holes, and this is actually mining of the plant.
Those claims unconfirmed, but Russia says it has actively tried to arrange for inspectors to visit the site. The alarm spreading across the globe. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres adding to calls for Russia to allow international inspectors access to the site.
Any attack to a nuclear plant is a suicidal thing, and I hope that those attacks will end.
Right now, radiation levels are normal, but the sensors at the plant have been damaged, making it hard to spot the dangers. David?
Britt Clennett tonight. Britt, thank you. Tonight to China now, ramping up its show of force around Taiwan. China's military exercises around Taiwan now entering their sixth day. And tonight, China sending a warning. ABC's Bob Woodruff from Taiwan.
Tonight, tensions in the Taiwan Strait reaching their highest point in decades as China extends military drills surrounding Taiwan. The unprecedented show of force now expected to enter its sixth day in retaliation for Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit. China accusing the U.S. of a reckless move, saying the drills are a warning to those seeking Taiwanese independence. For days, China has fired missiles into the sea while hundreds of their warplanes buzz around the island. Taiwan forces report Chinese jets crossing over the median line in the Taiwan Strait, the unofficial border with the mainland, threatening to disrupt air travel and a shipping route critical for global trade. The Pentagon says it's predicted Chinese response, and the situation is a manufactured crisis.
Clearly, the PRC is trying to coerce Taiwan. Clearly, they're trying to coerce the international community. And all I say is we're not going to take the bait, and it's not going to work.
President Biden asked how worried he is about China's moves around Taiwan.
I'm not worried, but I'm concerned that they're moving as much as they are. But I don't think they're going to do anything more.
David, Beijing has suspended talks with the U.S. on joint efforts on drug trafficking and also climate change. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says China should not hold these important issues hostage and is asking China to stand down, but there is no word yet when those exercises will end. David.
All right, Bob Woodruff reporting from Taiwan tonight. Thank you, Bob. Back here at home tonight, and the three white men serving life in prison for the murder of Ahmaud Arbery. Tonight, they have now been sentenced on federal hate crimes as well. Gregory McMichael and his son Travis each issued a second life sentence, and their plea to be moved to federal prison, but the judge decided. Here's ABC's Steve Osunsami.
Despite the apology she heard in her Georgia courtroom today, U.S. District Judge Lisa Godby Wood sentenced Travis and his father, Gregory McMichael, to life sentences for what happened on this tree-lined street in February of 2020. Today was the first time the family heard Gregory McMichael say that he was sorry, telling them that, "I'm sure my words mean very little to you, but I want to assure you I never wanted any of this to happen." This latest prison sentence comes months after a federal jury decided that the three men who chased and killed Ahmaud Arbery in South Georgia did so because he was black. Today, William Roddy Bryan, who recorded the video, was sentenced to 35 years for federal hate crimes. It is unlikely that any of them will live to see freedom again. All three are already serving life sentences that resulted from the state trial in November of last year.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. Greg McMichael, guilty. William R. Bryan, guilty.
The father and son were sentenced to life without parole. This was one of those cases of racial injustice that led to calls for change. The investigation dragged on for months with no arrests until the cell phone video was leaked and started getting shared around the world. In state court, Travis McMichael, who fired the fatal shot, blamed his victim.
He had my gun. He struck me. This is a life or death situation.
Outside the federal courthouse tonight, Arbery's family is calling this good justice.
It's been a long fight, but I'm so thankful that the God gave us the strength to continue to fight.
All three of these men were pushing to serve their time in a federal prison, worried that their lives would be more in jeopardy in a state penitentiary. But today the judge decided that the state pen is where they will stay. David.
Steve Osunsami, live in Georgia. Thank you, Steve. We turn now to the tributes pouring in tonight across this country and the world. Fans remembering a pop singer and actress turned icon. Olivia Newton-John has died. She was far more than an actress and singer. She was a fighter who early on went public with her battle with cancer, raising millions and helping so many. Capturing hearts and catapulting to stardom, Olivia Newton-John as Sandy in Grease. The 1978 blockbuster playing opposite John Travolta as Danny, becoming a movie musical beloved by families for generations. Born in 1948, Olivia Newton-John would grow up in the UK and Australia. She would dream of becoming a veterinarian, but did so well in singing contests during high school, she began touring and eventually made her way to the US, appearing on The Dean Martin Show.
The words will never show the you I've come to know.
Winning four Grammys over her career, selling 100 million albums, there was the early hit, I Honestly Love You.
I honestly love you.
But it was her role as Sandy that would make her a household name and an icon, hopelessly devoted to you.
I'm hopelessly devoted to you.
You're the one that I want. And Summer Night.
Summer Heat.
Constantly reinventing herself 2 years later in 1980, her lead role in Xanadu.
They call it Xanadu.
The following year, her hit Physical, 10 weeks at number one.
Let's get physical, physical. I wanna get physical.
And it was while she was preparing for a concert tour in 1992, she discovered a lump and was diagnosed with breast cancer. She would be celebrated for her bravery, her honesty, one of the first stars to be so candid about battling cancer.
Say the word. We've got to get used to this word. This word always freaks everybody out. It's just a word, you know. It's a word that describes a condition. Strange as it may sound, was probably the best thing that happened to me.
She would go on to raise millions for cancer research and inspire others battling it as well.
I made a decision. I'm going to be all right. I'm going to let everyone know that I'm going to be all right, and they have to decide I'm going to be all right. And I really think there's so much power in thought and so much power in your mind. I go with my instincts. I trust myself now. I feel really happy. I still feel I'm charmed. I'm here.
Tonight, her co-star and longtime friend, John Travolta, writing, "My dearest Olivia, you made all of our lives so much better. Your impact was incredible. I love you so much. We will see you down the road, and we will all be together again. Yours from the first moment I saw you and forever. Your Danny. Your John."
Her husband, John Easterling, writing, Olivia passed away peacefully at her ranch in Southern California this morning, surrounded by family and friends. Olivia has been a symbol of triumphs and hope for over 30 years, sharing her journey with breast cancer. Tonight, Olivia Newton-John, remembered for her courageous fight and the joy and comfort she brought to so many. No question about that. Olivia Newton-John was just 73. Later here, how she wanted to be remembered. When we come back tonight, the urgent search for a missing 16-year-old girl, her missing car, her phone now out of service.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wondered what you'd do with an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, or maybe show up for a friend? We often find ourselves wishing for more time, but the real question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The key to squeezing that special thing into your schedule is knowing what's truly important to you and making it a priority. That's where therapy comes in. It's not just about dealing with problems, it's about finding what matters to you so you can do more of it. If you've tried therapy, you know how beneficial it can be. Therapy isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. It's a tool for learning positive coping skills, setting boundaries, and empowering yourself to be the best version of you. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And the best part? You can switch therapists at any time at no additional charge. So whether it's finding that extra hour for yourself or embarking on a journey of self-discovery, therapy can be a game changer. Take the first step with BetterHelp and make your mental health a priority. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/tonight to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tonight.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Tonight, the desperate search for a missing 16-year-old girl vanishing in Lake Tahoe, California. Authorities believe Kylie Rodney may have been abducted. Her car is missing. Her phone has been out of service since attending a party there. To the Index into news tonight on the condition of actress Anne Heche following that fiery crash in Mar Vista, California. Her representative now says that she has slipped into a coma and is in critical condition, severely burned after crashing into a home, her car igniting the fire. Authorities awaiting results of a blood test for possible drugs or alcohol. A note before we go tonight. Olivia Newton-John in recent years was asked often amid her battle with cancer how she wanted to be remembered. She said, I want to be remembered for making music that touched people. And I hope my Olivia Newton-John Cancer Research Institute finds a cure for cancer, or even better, how to prevent it. She was special. Thank you for watching. I'll see you right back here tomorrow night. Good night.